You might want to start from the top, Michael.
8:38 Eastern Standard Time.
On Thursday, the 12th of September.
Ready for roll call to start again?
Please.
Teresa Allen?
Present.
Christina Avalos? Verna Avery Brown?
Present.
Kaja Brown?
Present.
Michael Cheng, present. Violeta Diamond?
Here.
James Dingman?
James has asked for an excuse absence.
Fred Dosworth?
For here.
Anthony Fest?
I'm here.
Sally Gellert? Gellert?
So angry, yeah.
Oh, Jen Goodman?
Here.
Nikki Hahn?
Here.
Julie Hewitt? Doesn't matter.
Can whoever is
Sean
yelling McPherson. In the background, please?
Sean McPherson? Tori Mercer? Minerva Sanders? Minerva Sanders? Michael D.D. White?
Here.
Susan Young? I also have Serene Roberts as an attendee. Is that it?
Yes, I'm here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
We're good to go.
Yep.
Thank you all for joining this. So, everybody can see the agenda, correct?
Yes.
If you have, can, are there any objections to approving the agenda?
This is Teresa, man. Alan to the stack.
Michael White to the stack.
Okay. Teresa?
You have two Roman numeral number twos.
That's a typo.
I'm enormously surprised.
You couldn't decide which was more important.
We need a timer. Is anybody willing to timer? Shall I chime this? Okay, stopwatch, start.
So the approve the minutes is number three, obviously. Number four is approve the agenda is three, approve the minutes is number four, meeting ground rules is five. Six is bylaw committee reports. Seven is discussion for meeting management capabilities. And, because we have two number sixes is what we have. Reporter brought to the government's, blah, blah. Anyway, that's somewhat different than the one that I sent out, but there it is. I'm not going to worry about it. So Michael, you wanted this.
Two A and two B, and then all the numbers would still work.
Good. So, Michael, you had something to say?
Nope. Michael White?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the agenda, we have number six, three. It says discuss CPB requirement to simplify bylaws. Is that correct? I don't believe we have there is a requirement from the CPB to simplify bylaws. A requirement, among other things, would mean that there are consequences that are pending if we don't. I believe that the CPB would like to see simpler bylaws. I don't know that they have that dictatorial power to require us, and we should represent us as that. I think, isn't that giving the CPB far too much power and a misstatement in the agenda? Also, on number five, as a committee to vote on the meeting ground rules, I'm not sure what that means. We're voting on it seems to me that the way you've structured it, you've set up an agenda, you've included ground rules in the agenda so that if the agenda is adopted, it's those ground rules apply. But then I'm not sure what it means for the committee to actually be thereafter, once the, they are the ground rules by adoption of the agenda, to vote, and what that would this mean that the we're talking about having ground rules that would stand for time immemorial, or what exactly are we intending to have happen here?
Well, let me address the first question first. I have been told that we are not going to get CPB funding until we make our ground rules simpler.
They say
our bylaws simpler. I was not party to that discussion. I was not in conversation with the CPB, but it has been told to me on numerous occasions by numerous different people. So I'm put it on the agenda as a thing that we need to look at and discuss. I cannot give you the source of all that, but I can certainly ask Julie and Stephanie to respond to your request.
May I respond to that, please?
Please.
To say that you have heard that a government agency is going to weigh in on our bylaws, among other things, given the fact that there are people who want to have additional weight, it strikes a sort of a collusive relationship with government. And I don't know that what you're saying is true. I think this agenda could be written without having the word discuss CPB request to simplify bylaws or suggestion to simplify bylaws. But I'm really quite surprised that they're going to withhold the funding, because I don't think anyone's talked about that. You know, that's a big step if you have a government agency saying we are going to withhold funding to which you are entitled. Is there anything in the regulations of the CPB that gives them the authority to require us to simplify and change our bylaws and maybe take sides in a bylaw fight? This is
sounds like
a bunch of nonsense, and it sounds like someone has put this in the agenda because they have an agenda.
Well, let me respond to that. I don't have an agenda. I have not, as I said earlier, I have not talked to the PCB, but I've been told that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting by various people have told me over the 3 years that I've been on the LSB and now the PNB 2 years. Okay, I've been told this on numerous occasions. I am totally happy to change the word from requirement to request, or even assumption. Anything you want to sue. The thing I want to do is discuss this, because frankly, what we're looking at is...
All right, let's make a suggestion and then call it a day.
Say what, sir?
Discuss CPB suggestions to simplify bylaws.
That's fine.
All right.
Michael, will you notate that, please? Maybe. Now, the second question, I've gotten lost because the first question consumed my limited thought processes.
All right. So you have an agenda set up, and the agenda states meeting rules in such a way that when the agenda is adopted, those are going to become the rules for the meeting. And then there is... A number five, it says, as a committee, vote on the ground rules. Now, if you voted to make this part of the agenda and they thereby become the rules, what is the committee then doing in number five? Is this a suggestion that we vote and do something that would make these ground rules for the committee for time immemorial, permanent ground rules? You know, we might, you know, have the use the ground rules today, find they work. We might find that they're not work. Or, they seem perfectly suitable for today's meeting, but it doesn't seem. I don't know what it means. You know, as a committee, vote on meeting ground rules.
How would you change that, Michael?
I don't know what it means. I would leave it out.
Okay, then let me ask you this: do you have a problem with limiting the time that people speak to 90 seconds the first time, 60 seconds the second time, and 30 seconds the third time.
I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. I don't have a
problem. I'm just asking you that question.
I don't have a problem with that being ground rules for this meeting. I said that. So if we include that in the agenda, then that'll be the rules for this meeting. What I don't know is what we intend to do by number five. What is number five intended to accomplish? What does it mean?
Well, I will tell you that. The last time we tried to do this, a bunch of people said limiting the amount of time a person could speak was not fair, was not reasonable, and there should be no time limit on it.
And so what does this do when you put it in there?
I would like to make it part of the governance committee that we have this every time.
Does this make it a rule for time immemorial? Is this, you don't have to put it in. If you put it in as part of the agenda and says the agenda says these are the ground rules for this meeting, then you adopt it and it's applicable to this meeting. Why don't you leave it at that?
Happily.
Okay, then strike number five. Thank you.
So we're going to strike number five, Michael. Did you hear that?
Yes, thank you.
And actually, number date and time was just a reminder that we need to actually say the date and time.
Jan Goodman. May I be heard? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Dan? I would like to make these ground rules from now into the future so that we don't have to waste time on this every time into the future. If it turns out that these ground rules don't work, we can amend them, but I would like to not have to put this into the agenda every time. So I object to just making them for this time.
Well, I guess we could. Are there any other thing people wanting to discuss this particular issue? Tracy, your hands up.
I agree with Jan. I think we ought to just vote on it at least until this year's governance ends, and the next group next year they can decide their own ground rules. But I think this is a good start. It'll keep us on track.
Okay. Any other opinions that need to be expressed, or should we go to a vote?
I'll weigh in on the suggestion.
Please.
So I believe we have two different suggestions on the table. Three, which, mine was just to have this be, for this meeting. Another suggestion was to make this applicable to everything going forward. And another suggestion was to make this applicable until the committee is reformulated.
And so, what is the ask?
Teresa, for the staff.
I'm observing that you have three proposals on the table. My proposal is to make it applicable for this meeting, and then you can just as easily include it in the next meeting. And I think get no objection the next meeting. But if you make it applicable for time immemorial, then you're going to have a set of rules that you're going to have to convey to people in some way, shape, or form that they're not necessarily going to see unless you make sure to be getting it out to them every time.
Okay. Do I hear a second for that amendment? Okay. Second. Is there another amendment that would like to be made? I see both Teresa and Michael's hands up. Teresa, go ahead, speak, please.
Well, that was not an amendment. He proposed a motion. I believe Michael White proposed a motion, and I didn't hear a second just now.
That's correct.
My motion is that we adopt these rules for this year's committee.
I will second that.
Can we vote?
Michael's hands up.
Okay.
So we had several meetings this year. This has always been the rules for the meeting. It's always in the agenda. People always seem to be following the rule. There's really isn't that much time left in this year. So, have it in an agenda. It's okay. We approve the agenda every time. The rules are followed. Mm-hmm. If you make another rule, that's yet another rule to adopt.
Can I make a motion?
Just have it in an agenda. I think it's just fine.
Is that a motion?
Call the question.
I don't know. So
just keep it in the agenda every time in the meeting.
Well, Jan Goodwin, can you please call the question? We can just vote on it, yes or no, till the end.
What are we voting on, Jan?
We're voting on Teresa's motion, which is to make these the ground rules for the rest of the year. So we don't have to put it in the agenda. We don't have to agree on it every time. Just to the end of the year, which is going to be another three meetings or so.
I suggest you ask
before, if there's any objection. It could be four. Wait until the end of our term. And that's what we're voting on. And if we vote yes, then we don't have to vote on it each time. And if we vote no, then we can take a meeting by meeting.
Michael, I didn't hear what you said. You were speaking over someone else.
I believe that you have a motion and a second, and I don't think you've asked whether there's any objection to it.
We asked, and we had two objections.
No, you don't have any objections to the motion and the second at the moment.
So I'm going to call the vote. Michael, I'm going to ask you to tell us what we're voting on.
There was a motion and a second that these would be the ground rules for this committee until the end of its term. And I don't think you asked if there was any objection to that.
I have not yet asked if there was any objection. Is there any objection to that?
Yes, Anthony here.
Okay,
then let's go to a vote. Michael, you need to call the roll.
Okay. Mr. Chair, can you say Michael C or Michael W, or there's two Michaels?
Well, our secretary is Michael Chang, and our member is Michael D. White. And I'm sorry that you, I'm not clear about it, but when I ask somebody to call the roll, it would be, or call for a vote, it would be Michael Chang.
Thank you.
So Teresa Allen, yes or no?
Allen says yes.
It's not here. Vernon Avery Brown, yes or no?
No.
Hodger Brown is here, sir.
Yeah, I got you, yes. Are you going voting yes or no?
I'm abstaining.
Michael T. Chang, yes. Violetta Diamond, yes or no?
Yes.
James Dingman, not here. Fred Dodsworth, yes or no?
I'm going to pass for the moment.
Anthony Fest, yes or no?
I vote no.
Jan Goodman, yes or no?
Yes.
Nikki Hahn, yes or no?
You're muted, Nikki.
You're muted, Nikki.
Go on to the next person.
Julie Hill is non-voting. Tori Mercer is not here. Minerva Sanders, yes or no?
Yes.
Michael D.D. White, yes or no?
I guess I was going to not object, but I guess I'll say no.
Okay, passed. Going back to Fred Dodsworth.
What is the vote currently?
Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, 1, 2, 3.
So they are, think the motion passes.
Yeah.
Point of information.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe we had 6 yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Who, my yeses are Teresa Allen, Michael Chang, Violetta, Jan Goodman, and Minerva Sanders.
Oh, Nikki Hahn did not vote. I'm sorry.
And Violetta Diamond, I think, actually also voted. Yes.
Yeah.
She did. Yeah. She counted.
She counted as yes. Nikki Hahn is silent.
Okay. Myself. My bad.
Okay. I'm going to move the agenda then. We've approved the agenda. I'm going to ask us to approve the minutes, which were sent out a month ago. They're also attached to the document that you all received this afternoon. They're pretty straightforward. Is there any objection to accepting the minutes from the last meeting? Hearing none, I'm going to say that that goes forward. And we're going to go to bylaw committee reports. I would like to have Jim Dingman report, but unfortunately he wasn't here last time, nor is he here this time. So we're going to move directly to the subcommittee regarding the various requests from Serene at WBAI. And the members of the subcommittee are Jim Dingman, Minerva Sanders, Teresa Allen, with input from Julie Hewitt and Susan Young. I'm going to ask Minerva Sanders if you can sum up what you folks decided to do with the various issues that Serene brought up that needed to be addressed. Minerva, you're muted.
Yes, I'm trying to look for those documents. You said they were attached to the meeting agenda?
No, there was a subcommittee that you were on.
That's what I'm looking for, is my subcommittee notes.
Okay.
So. Is there something else you can go on to while I look?
Why don't you look, and I'm going to ask Fire Tablet if she has those, a record of those meeting notes.
Okay. Teresa, do you have those available?
I'm going to the Pacifica National Board minutes of September 5th, which should show. So if I go to.
We're looking for a committee report from the work that you and Minerva and Jim did.
Well, all those were put on the agenda of the PNB.
Oh, I see.
Correct.
Of September 5th. So.
Do you want to give a report on them?
Just a minute here. I'm sorry. Sorry. September 5th. That's one advantage to having our PNB secretary on the line. She might be able to put her fingers on them quicker, but.
She's got a mouthful of food, so I'm going to leave it to you.
Well, give me 1 minute and I'll find it. I'm sorry.
Okay. While we're doing that, the other two issues on the agenda are for, and I used the wrong Roman numeral rather than the numeric one. Review work in the bylaw subcommittee looking at PNB motions chaired by Jim Bingman. Jim's not here. I haven't gotten any report from Jim as to what he's done since he looked at 2004. There has been a proposal that somebody else is also interested in looking at those bylaws that we have passed, or not bylaws, the motions that we have passed, and that they are putting those in order. I'm going to go back to the PNB and suggest that that's a brilliant idea. The person who's looking into it is unnamed. I don't know. I have never spoken with them. I don't really care who they are. I'm just looking for them to look into our bylaws and make sure they're all in conformance and not conflict. And so I'm going to report back to the PNB that we're okay with that. Unless somebody has some objection to being okay with that. I don't hear anybody objecting. Okay. The issue that, the issue of the CPB requirements to simplify bylaws and a way forward is, I'm just going to weigh in on this. We've asked a lot of people to do work and to volunteer and to commit to doing work. And so far we have not accomplished anything. And I'm going to suggest, and this is not a motion, but it's simply a suggestion, that we consider the possibility of hiring a neutral party to write our bylaws, that we would pay an attorney who specializes in working with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the FCC, i.e. Brad Deutsch is certainly somebody who can recommend someone or possibly even do that himself, because otherwise I don't see that we're going to actually be able to get through this bylaws thing in any fashion that is going to be anything but a waste of time. And I'm not asking for a motion, but I am suggesting this, and I'm interested in hearing what other people feel about that idea while Teresa and Minerva look for their meeting report. Does anybody have any opinions on this? Like Michael, D.D. White. Or Kaja. Any opinion on that?
Violetta has her hand raised.
Oh, good. Violetta, your hand is up?
Yeah, I just was wondering, would there be funds to be able to hire a lawyer, or do we know ballpark or how much that would cost?
No, we would all have to investigate that. I don't know what Brad Deutsch charges. I'm sure it's quite a bit of money. But the idea of not being able to get PCB funds is, you know, a real question. We are fortunately paying all off a lot of our bills, and we are selling the LA building. So it may be something that we might be able to afford, but we would not make that decision. We're the governance committee. We would refer this to the PNB. Okay, I see Teresa's hand up and Verna's hand up. Teresa, mm-hmm. You're first.
I think that people are resistant to change. And I think that there is a culture in Pacifica in that when we did our bylaws 20 years ago, everyone was involved. And I was involved in it. We met for like a year on like Friday nights. And Carol Spooner sent out like 21 questions, and we, you know, this dedicated volunteers met and hashed out all those questions and started to create laws, and some groups split. So we ended up with 7 version of bylaws, and we typed them up, and they were on this like Google size paper. And they went down in narrow columns, so you could try to compare them. You couldn't really compare them. I remember when the PNB, in trying to pare it down to one version, when they would say, okay, we're not going to go with this version for whatever reason, people would come up to the mic and cry because they had worked on the bylaws for such a long time. They just hated to see their version go. And I think that despite all of the problems, we will tend to always have a lack of trust of someone's intentions that tries to change these bylaws. I think that's why we've had so few.
Your time is up, Teresa.
That's a real challenge you're suggesting.
I hear what you say. Verna, you're next.
Yeah, I would need to know a lot more about who this neutral individual would be. We are going to hand our bylaws, which is the heart of this organization. We're going to hand those over to some neutral party, who may or may not be familiar with the Pacifica mission and what we are charged to accomplish here. So, I'd have to know a lot more about how that process would work. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Michael, you're next.
Yeah, you can't really just hire a lawyer and have something magically happen. And yes, it matters a lot who the lawyer is. I suppose if you hire a lawyer, and it depends who that is, who has an agenda and an affiliation, you can get a magical result, but you actually have to tell a lawyer what you want to do. And the lawyer is supposed to take direction. You can hire a lawyer for very specific tasks. There's nothing magical about saying that someone's neutral. To say they're neutral doesn't mean that they necessarily are. I mean, we live in a world where over and over again, what we encounter is people say the opposite. So you get Google, which is, you know, DARPA, and it is, you know, we'll do no evil. It's actually formed to do evil, et cetera. You can't just say, here, do this. There has to be direction. If we had something very specific in mind, you know, I know that one of the things we'd like to do is a review of the bylaws to see that, to look at what changes in California law have taken place that affect the bylaws since the bylaws were adopted. That's a very narrow task. That would make sense, and that would be good. All right. I had more, but that's all right.
Well, you can come back in a second. We're going to give you another shot at this. Jan Goodman.
Well, I agree with literally everything that everybody has said.
Me too.
In other words, it ain't as simple as just, we have a nonprofit corporation. Give us some bylaws. Give us some bylaws that are going to be acceptable to the, Corporation for Public Broadcasting. First of all, we need to, I think one of the things that we would need to do is to find out what it is that the CPB, what their problems are. I recall, years ago that one of the things that they, suggested was a problem was that our governance structure is too large. I mean, we have 120 people in governance, and, you know, and then we have a board, that is to say 24 times five stations, LSBs, all those people are all in governance. Plus, you know, or you could look at just the 24 person board. So that's, you know, and I don't know what else they, what other issues they have, but I think that that would be a start. And then of course.
You need to wrap it up.
You have to figure out what are the important parts that we want. So, I would say that we ought to just start out this. I think it's a great idea having, you know, some.
I'm going to come back to you.
But
we're 2 minutes now. Anthony Fest, you're.
Fine.
Please start.
Okay. Well, as to resistance to change, there's, at least at KPFA, there's certainly resistance to change on programming. And of course, this network will ultimately stand and or fall on programming, regardless of other issues. I don't know whether the CPB actually did opine on whether the bylaws were too long or too complex. What I do recall people talking about was that one year the auditing firm said the bylaws were too long and complicated and recommended some, you know, unspecified simplifications. But of course, you know, the auditing firm doesn't, while it might be prudent to heed its advice, it doesn't have its decision-making power over whether we get CPB funds or not. So if the CPB really did say that, let's have somebody actually produce, you know, that citation.
Great. Thank you. I'm going to ask Julie Hewitt, do you have any information on this?
So I am pretty sure that the CPB said it somewhere. I don't remember off the top of my head exactly what it was in, but I mean, I can look for it and try and, you know, not try and share it. If I find it, I will share it with everyone. So, you know, so that it's like not something that we're speculating about.
Thank you. Michael, you were up next.
I'll pass.
Okay. I see Jan Goodman and Minerva Sanders. Minerva hasn't spoken. So Minerva, would you like to speak?
Yes. Thank you, Fred. I thought that we were in one of the meetings with Stephanie and she's the one who brought it up. So there is supposed to be a document somewhere with the statement, and it did, because it was the reason why we, I remember something about we were not going to be considered for CPB funding because there were things that they were requesting that we do. And one of them was in reference to, the size of the PNB. So I that would have been when I first came on the committee, but I do remember hearing something about that, but we never heard any details.
I will talk to, I've talked to Julie. She's going to give it some look. I'll send a message to Stephanie. Why don't we just, put this on the agenda for the next meeting unless somebody else has more to speak about this? Do I see any additional comments need to be made? No. Okay. So we're going to move forward. Minerva and or Teresa, did you find your,
I found it. Okay. Right.
Teresa, would you give us the report?
All right. The first one, it was a Serene Roberts, motion on executive session, and we came up with a substitute motion, and I'm going to read it. Move that each of the four the directors of each state, each of the four directors of each station are instructed to verify that the LSV minutes are current for 2023 and 2024 on KPFTX, comma, including report outs from the LSV executive sessions. And then we put in the CPB regulation, CPB 47 USC 396K5, and request that the LSVs post within 10 days moving forward, period. The director should report back to the PNB by September 19, 2024. So unfortunately, you know, even if it goes to the PNB next week, we'd have to maybe give it an extra 2 weeks. But the point is that we want to make sure that each of the LSB's minutes are posted on KPFTX and the report outs from executive sessions. There are not that many executive sessions for LSBs. And then moving forward, we want all of the secretaries to understand that they need to get things onto KPFTX within 10 days. And we're asking the directors, not specifying anyone specific, but the four directors of each station need to get together and need to decide who's going to make sure that they get it done.
And any other issues? That I thought there were 9 different things that you guys were looking at.
Well, that's the first one.
Okay. You want me to go?
Well, I guess I should say to this committee, do you have a problem with that?
No.
No objection?
Hearing no objection, let's move that forward.
All right, the second
one. Excuse me, what was the motion to which this one is the substitute?
It's a report out of the work that the subcommittee was doing on the complaints that Serene made about our lack of accountability. And what I'm hoping we're going to do is, if nobody objects to this and we can go through all 9 of these, we can then refer this to the PNB for voting on and discussing next week.
Okay.
Okay. The second, I'm sorry, but I can't split my screen. I know that it's Serene's original motions are somewhere. I hope you'll just agree that we three as a committee worked really hard to just.
We gave you that authority and that responsibility.
Okay. So item number E, this is where it is on the Pacifica National one. This is a substitute motion. It had to do with accurate records. We request that the PNB secretary make sure that the PNB complies with the Communications Act requirements and that four directors of each station make sure that the website transparency pages of their stations are correct. Secretary and directors will report on their progress to the PNB by September 19th. So she was stating that the transparency pages of our station are not current.
Good. Is there any questions about that from the governance committee? Then I'm going to ask you to go to the next one.
Okay. Next one has, there was no, it was moot. It had to do with the audit committee And there is no substitute motion. It is moot because I believe, is it Violetta? Are you convening the audit committee? Somebody's convening the audit committee and has
Irene
to
is. Oh, Irene.
Not me.
Okay.
It's Irene Adams.
So we feel that's moot. She said she was going to work on it. Irene did. Okay. H is. The chair and secretary of each LSB and the officers of the LSB committees are instructed to post teleconferencing and or video conference coordinates of all meetings, comma, not held in executive session, comma, at least 10 days in advance of the meeting.
I'd like to make a motion to that. I'd like to amend that particular thing. And I would like it to amend it to 7 days, which is what we give for all the other committee meetings and all the other LSB meetings. And I'd like to, my understanding that Otis posts that stuff, not us. So that it would be on Otis to post all that material, and it would be on us to notify it to Otis.
I would like to say something on that. I agree. I don't know what went through our heads, why we said 10 days, but we do occasionally plan meetings 7 days in advance. And if we change this to 10 days, then we're mandating that all meetings be posted in 10 days in advance rather than 7. So I would agree that we ought to change it to 7.
So is that a second?
So moved. Second, Janice.
Is there any objection to changing it from 10 to 7 days? Hearing no objection, Teresa, can you go on to the next one?
Bear with me 1 minute here. 7 days. Okay, and also, to your point that Otis does that, no. When I call a meeting, sometimes we use a private Zoom meeting number. And I think when you go on KPFTX, if it's going to be an open meeting, you would put that in on KPFTX yourself. But whoever calls the meeting could put it there. Now, I'm not sure. Maybe if we use... Julie, if you call a meeting and you schedule a meeting, the PNB, do the coordinates of that meeting, are they put on KPFTX so the public always sees that?
So the coordinates that are put on are not the Zoom coordinates. Those meetings are always streamed, and so the public can listen to the stream, but they don't get the Zoom coordinates. Because of course they're not allowed to join the Zoom because,
Well, I hold a outreach and development committee meeting and I put the Zoom coordinates on KPFTX. There's a box that says additional information. I put it there in case someone, because the public is invited. I've never had to mute anyone, although the person that does control my Zoom does have that capability if someone tried to be disruptive. So basically what they're saying is whoever schedules that meeting, I think with LSB meetings, you do have people join the Zoom because they come in public comment. And whoever controls that Zoom meeting could mute them. So they could not like interrupt the LSB. So basically that's what they're saying. Whoever posts that meeting, they're asking that you put those video conference or conference call coordinates, unless it's executive session. So does that answer your question, Fred? It is not Otis that does that. He sends out notices, but that's to the members of those committees and the members of the LSB.
But defer that does to your greater wisdom.
Sees. Pardon me?
I defer to your greater wisdom.
Okay, so I guess you're going to ask if there are any objections to this as amended with the 7-day thing in there.
Oh, Christina's here. Michael, note that peers and clinicians is Christina and Avalos, and we're thrilled to have her, so she can now vote.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you.
And I would change your name, but I can't because maybe I can. Let's see if I can change. You want to go on?
So, Mr. Teresa? Did you ask people approve this motion as amended? Or that,
yes. Yeah.
Okay. 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 All right. The next one is I on the Pacifica National Board agenda. Why does it change here? I'm looking for H. I. Okay. We recommended approving it as is, and we would have seen it. Huh. Where was that? Did she? I believe that would have been posted at our last governance meeting. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
But it is a motion meeting rosters.
I didn't hear you. You broke up. Teresa?
I said, I don't have a Serene's original motion. It would have been available to everyone at our last meeting, I believe, when we were given this assignment. It just says recommend approving the motion as is. I will try to find it if I can, or unless you want to take us on faith, maybe everyone will accept it.
Well, it's going to go to PNB, so we'll find it. We'll send it forward to the PNB. The subcommittee has agreed, and it sounds like this committee agreed last time we met, which was over a month ago, that we would take it as it is. So let us just assume that's correct, and at the next meeting of the PNB, we can discuss it.
Okay. This is Minerva. Yes. Julie had said she would be able to move the motion material into the chat if that's okay with everyone. I say that we should, so whatever we're going through, people can at least see it in the chat.
That would be great.
Oh, great.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
All right, and the next one is
Wait a sec. Julie's got her hand up. We just asked her to do something.
Yeah, just real quick. I mean, I found it. All the stuff that Teresa's reading is almost 2 pages long, so it's everything. I'm going to email it to everybody, but I will paste them one by one in the chat. So remind me which one we're on now, Teresa.
Well, we just finished I, and now we're on K.
Thank you very much, Julie, for doing this work, and Teresa as well, and Minerva as well.
It says it's 5B7. And also known as 7I and 5B8, also known as 7K. Okay, 7K. This subcommittee favors the idea of an election committee, and is working to get it established. In the meantime, we recommend allowing the public to comment on how the election process could be improved, and we ask that the election supervisor give a status report to the PNB on September 5th. We specifically want to know what steps the NES is taking to avoid quorum problems. Julie, I'm not sure why, but the NES did not make any report live. Was there a report? I don't remember a report at our last PNB meeting September 5th.
I think there was something. Excuse me.
Minerva? Go ahead, Minerva.
Okay, and I thought we had something from Stephanie as it related to quorum from the NES. That was part of her report.
Okay, Julie?
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say, is it was folded into the – it was from the NES, but it was through the ED.
My recollection is the same.
All right, this subcommittee did favor the idea of an election committee, And either the subcommittee can continue working on the idea of the elections committee, or the governance committee can take it back and have a period of time where we debate the fact that we would like an elections committee or whatever.
May I ask a question of this committee and those people who are here now? Does anybody object to that idea?
The idea of this committee, the governance committee discussing?
No. Of submitting that we are requesting an elections committee to the PNB.
Well, the substitute motion says we favor the idea of an elections committee. We're working to get it established. In the meantime, we recommend allowing the public to comment on how the election process could be improved, and we ask that the election supervisor give a status report to the PNB. We specifically want, okay, so the subcommittee recommended that we not just send it to the PNB, but actually take a little public input.
I don't know the mechanism by which we can do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we do send it to the PNB, then maybe the PNB would create a subcommittee to get specifically on how, what the elections committee could do and how they would go about it.
I would like to move that.
Okay. All right.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Next, Teresa.
Okay. Well, here are two more. I don't know whether let me look at it. Substitute for motion 7L. Move that the ED supply the PNB with 10 years of subcarrier income data, comma, itemized per station, comma, and the PNB appoint a task force to explore potential of subcarrier income and other technology that can earn Pacifica new income streams.
That was clearly from James Dingman, who's not here to defend that particular idea.
Well, that's a substitute motion that came out of our subcommittee.
Any objection? Go ahead.
This is Minerva. I also agreed with Jim on this, because as we're looking for revenue streams, if this is one that's viable and it's already being used, then it is something that we need to continue to explore.
Great. Any objection to this particular article? Hearing no objection, we'll forward that on to the PNB.
I think that's all that we did. I'm not even sure about the last one. I've heard it. Minerva, did we discuss that last one about the subcarriers in our meeting?
Yes, we did. Yeah, that was...
Can you think of it?
That's the last thing we spoke about. I'm sorry.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's seven motions that we covered.
Mr. Chairman, can I speak, please?
I don't know who's asking to speak.
Verna.
Oh, Verna, please. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm just wondering if Julie can put in the chat, unless you already have, the item that Teresa read, that we were supposed to approve it as is. I'm really curious as to what was that we are approving as is. I don't really see it. Is it in the chat or not?
To do with meeting rosters.
I'm just asking, can we see what it is we're approving as is?
Julie might find it on the eye.
It'll take me a few more minutes. I'm sorry.
By the by, that does bring us into the next issue, which is I'm hoping that we're going to be able to create some consistency in our meetings and our LSBs, so that all of these rosters, et cetera, attendees are designated. And by that, I mean, you know, has a motion been made? Who seconded it and did it pass? I am not on any level asking that every person who voted any particular way be identified, but simply that we have a consistent roster throughout the network as to what we expect out of our LSPs, our PNB, and our committees, subcommittees and committees. But that's on the next issue. So are we ready to approve are there any questions about what Teresa has given us? I want to thank you guys. We're in at 1 hour and we have accomplished 90% of this agenda. This is really, really good. And this is how we can get things done. And I really, really appreciate that. So, that's fabulous. The next thing on the agenda, if I can move to that, is that, let's see, where the hell is this? Oh, this is something else that was brought up. I don't know what this is. Governance Committee. Okay, here is to discuss uniform meeting management capabilities, starting with PNB committees and LSBs, all using the same roster format, same terms chart for each LSB, and how to post recordings and get transcriptions. And I am open to any comments on that. Do you want me to read it again? Oh, yes, here, wait, please. Let me just go back a little bit. The original motion to pass as is, motion from Serene Roberts on meeting rosters. Whereas it is not uncommon to find minutes that lack a list of the group's members requiring listening to the audio archives to ascertain who is conducting business, be it hereby resolved that all governance agendas and minutes shall include a section stating the names of all group members. And we just pass that forward to the PNB as a request that that be incorporated into the motion going to the PNB for approval. Does anybody object to that now? No, I don't think so. It's, I mean, it's pretty standard format. So can we, and that is part and parcel with what we are trying to do in terms of conforming to standard business practices. So does anybody have any opinions on discussing uniform meeting management capabilities, starting with PNB committees and LSBs, same roster format, same terms chart for each LSB, and how to post recordings and get transcriptions? And I will post that in the chat so that everybody can see what we're talking about. And if we can get through this, we can adjourn early. Anybody okay. Here would object to?
And I've got.
Yes. Minerva's hand up and Michael's hands up. So Minerva, you're first. Go ahead.
Okay. And I have to say that I'm very much in support of this because, of some issues that came up as we began to look at our roster and terms of members during the election process. And that was one thing that even our chair for the WPFW LSB asked is, as we finish this elections for 2020, for candidates going forward in 2025, that is there going to be a format coming or a suggested format coming from Pacifica that all the LSBs will use to be able to keep accurate records of the members, their terms, when those terms expire, whether they were elected or they replaced someone who, for whatever reason, left the board. So that was one thing that I was asked to bring back to the LSB to see if there would be something coming forward. So this is a timely request for this type format or uniform format being presented. So I'm very much in support of it.
Michael's got his hand up, but Julie also says she has the form and we could ask her to show it on the screen. Does anybody object to that? Okay.
No.
I don't know how to make you a co-host, Julie, because it doesn't show that. So I'm going to let you figure out how to post this. Can you? Julie?
Yeah, I just tried, but it's not working.
If you send it to, well, let's see. Let's see. Share screen. Let's see. Yeah, you know, normally when I use this, I can allow other people to be co-hosts, but I can't at this time. And so if you send that to me, I will post it. Michael, you wanted to say something, sir.
I'm just trying to understand what we're talking about. So the key word up front is capabilities. So that sounds like we were trying to bring everyone up to equal capabilities by enabling them. I don't know if it doesn't seem to say that by enabling them, we're prescribing them And then it says same roster format, which I'm not sure what that means, same terms chart. And then in terms of capabilities, it says how to post recordings. And I guess with capabilities, it should be ability to post recordings. I'm not sure exactly what we're talking about. If it comes down to prescribing certain procedures, procedures are procedures, but sometimes procedures become content. You think it's procedures, but the result is it generates certain content. And so I don't know if we're usurping powers of LSBs and committees, particularly LSBs, because they are not a creature of the PNB. Are we meaning to come in and tell them that they're going to have to do things a certain way?
Thank you, Michael. Can you see the draft agenda that is posted on the screen, Michael?
I have seen it appear, yes.
Okay, so this, I think, is what Julia is saying is the standardized format. Is this correct, Julia?
This is the format, and so what we do is we put this table on every agenda, and then there's a version of this table that goes in all the minutes. The version in the table looks exactly like this, except obviously it marks who was present and who was absent. And then one of the other things for example, Richard Uzel, earlier in 2023, was a director from KPFT until his untimely passing. And so, so obviously we've updated this. There was, a few meetings where the seat was there, but it was listed as vacant. And so that's a key thing, that if you follow that sort of format, then it's always obvious, who was on the PMB, for every meeting. And so, I think that's what we're talking about here, is that LSBs, would do something basically like this. It doesn't have to be a two column table or whatever, but that makes it easy for people to understand, I think. So that's the idea.
I'd like to note that it's not just LSBs, but for example, this committee would have a draft agenda for the public that shows this as well. And I'm all in favor of it. Michael, go ahead.
So there's a box up at the top. It describes these people as listeners. So they're attending these meetings in their capacity as listeners, or are they understood to be attending in some other capacity?
You not know this. A listener is somebody who's on the PNB. They're not a listener like a radio listener, but they're listed as listeners.
So when I formatted minutes like this for the agencies, we had a category that said, here is the a list of the PNB members, and we might say that this was a member of the agency by virtue of being the superintendent of banking or the director of the budget, etc. But they would be identified by category as the members, and then we would have another category for members of the for staff, and another category for members of the public. But there's nothing here that and other people know that those people in the box are PNB members, but it doesn't say that they are. So that's not the way I used to do it.
That's actually a good point. I never thought about that.
I just assumed, for example, we have several listeners on this particular call right now, or on this particular meeting. I did not assume that we would list those people. I don't care what we call them. It's called listeners in the past. We can certainly change that, and I don't have any objection to that. But is this format something that we are willing to encourage the PNB to adopt for all committees and all LSBs.
I think the format can be improved before we ask people to adopt it.
Now, and you would improve it by saying members instead of listeners?
No, I would do, if you, it should be clear who is being listed as a, you know, that they are, that you have categories. So here's a category. I am now listing the people who are members of the PNB, and now I'm moving forward to listing people who are staff of the PNB, you know, officers of the PNB. And now I'm moving on to, you know, people who were, you know, if we're going to do it, because, you know, keeping transcribing the names when people don't have to even give their names of everybody who's in attendance at a LSB meeting is, you know, maybe something beyond where we want to go in terms of housekeeping. But this doesn't make clear, you know, that, you know, we're getting a little high-handed to say this is the perfect thing, and we don't even, and to the uninitiated, nobody knows those people in the box are PNB members.
It says PNB National Board Regular Session at the top, and it says others.
Nobody, the uninitiated, doesn't know that those are PNB members because you have not put anything designating them as such.
So we would change it to say listener delegate and staff delegate.
I'm saying you can do some work on this before you get high-handed and say we've invented the perfect thing. So, you know, put it out and say, you know, hey, you know, we're doing this. Let's it's good, and maybe we can improve it. But
I'm all in favor of improving it. This is what the PNB does use, and so can we send this to the PNB with the suggestion that you just made, Michael, that we elucidate a little more clearly that these are not just random radio listeners, but they're listener representatives or listener delegates and staff delegates and affiliate delegates.
That's the way I used to do it when I was doing.
I'm all in favor of it. I'm just asking if that's okay with you.
Tell them they can do better. That's fine.
All right. I'm excited by you doing it better. Minerva, your hand's up. Can I hear from you, please?
Okay. I'm sorry. It's a legacy hand. Excuse me.
Okay, well, good. Stop. That makes it very quick. So is there any objection to moving this forward in this fashion with the proviso in addition that we look forward to a little more elucidation as to actual representation? Does anybody object to this? Hearing no objections, I'm going to consider this moved forward. Michael, is your hand up a legacy hand or?
Legacy hand, I think, yeah. Okay. If you're asking me, yeah.
Yes, I am. It looks like we've just covered our agenda.
Let me ask one question, point of information. So Julie, have you gotten all of these changes and all of these corrections, like, for example, the one that involved changing it to 7 days, that was the, I believe it was item H, director's access, and it said 7 days rather than 10.
Martin is the secretary of this organization, of this committee.
Okay.
Okay, I'm hoping that Michael and Julie will work together and make sure and submit that to the PNB. And I know Michael and Julie both tend to be very quick. And so I think that that will be handled. And I will ask Michael if he will submit that to all the members who are present here today or send it just to the group, which will disseminate to everybody who's on that group, whether they were here today or not. Could I ask you and Julie to work together on that?
Yes.
Excellent. Julie, do you have any objection to that?
Oh, that's perfect. I was going to reach out to Michael anyway.
I knew you would, but there it is. Is there any new business that needs to be dealt with, ladies and gentlemen? May I hear a motion to adjourn?
I just want to say one thing. You know,
I heard
that the PNB did this change in lengthening of the terms, and I know that we dealt with that here. And because we dealt with it here, I don't know that it's it would be appropriate for us to take that up and comment on the fact that what the PMB just did is highly illegal and is going to expose the PMB to lawsuits. But I think we've precluded ourselves from quarterbacking that way because we didn't deal with it better here in the first instance. But I was shocked that the PMB did something so illegal.
You've been heard. You weren't at the PNB where Arthur spoke at great length about how, in fact, it was required because it was a violation of our bylaws to have changed the rulings in the way that we had. That was done in executive session, and he spoke at great length, and the entire PNB voted in favor of it by a majority rule, which was actually about 2/3 majority, as I recall.
Well, I'm sure that Arthur delivered the legal advice he was asked to do when paid. So,
unpaid.
I think it was very poor legal advice. So I wish.
I can have no opinion about that.
Wish no one had twisted his arm. So too bad.
Yes. Any other, whenever your hand's up, is that a legacy hand, ma'am?
No, it's not a legacy. And thank you, Michael, for bringing that up. Last night in our LSB meeting, the question was raised by the chair. If we had individuals who had served an extra year because we didn't hold the election in 22, what would take place for them since we are not going to have another election until 2026? And I'm asking that maybe this committee looks at, is there something that's already in the bylaws that addresses that? Do the LSBs handle that? Since we have some people that would now be serving 7 years instead of 6, because we added that third year.
Jan Goodman, may I speak?
Please.
Anybody who served, whose term includes 7 years, should be off of the board at the end of this year, and a new person should take their place. They shouldn't be serving an extra year beyond this year. That's just clear.
Okay. And this is speaking to the...
If somebody has now served 6 or more years at the end of this year, then they need to be replaced. So somebody who gets elected this year should be replacing them.
Okay. And this is speaking in terms, Jan, to the individuals. We had the election in 2023, and those individuals were supposed to serve through 2025. And then there was going to be an election for any individuals to go on, and those others would be off the board. So now we've turned around and extended it a year, so there will not be an election until 2026. Well, so the question, go ahead.
Can you give me an example of someone who was elected in 2023, which would have been last year, right?
Right.
How many people do you have in that position who were elected in 2023 who will have served 6 years at the end of 2024?
Okay. They would not have, well, we would have to go back and look, because basically the individuals that this was brought up by our chair, but this was basically dealing with people who were part of the election last year, the mandated election.
Uh-huh.
And they did run. They were elected to the board and understood that it would be a 2-year term. And at the end of 2025, they would have to run again, or they would be off the board because they would have termed out. Now we've extended everyone to 2026. So the question is, what takes place with those individuals who should be off the board because of terming out at the end of 2025? I did say I would bring, go ahead, Jan.
Yeah, they should be, if they're going to be termed out at the end of 2025, they'll be termed out, and then the runner-up, you know, will take their place.
If there are no runner-ups.
Then what the bylaws say is that the LSB will elect a person to take their place. That's what the bylaws say.
Okay.
If they term out, if they term out, then they go off and the local station board will just elect somebody else.
Okay, Michael's going to say that.
So I think the, what the bylaws say is that if you have, a situation where you have a failed election, so you have an election that doesn't happen, that was supposed to happen, as a result, you can't replace someone, then the terms are extended. So, that's what a failed election results in, an extension of terms. It doesn't result in hitting up against the 6-year limit. So you could have someone who, ran for a 2-year term, because they had 2 years in them, even though they had, someone who had previously served a stub term, but would come up against the 6-year limit. So that's something that, probably has not been dealt with, been thought about, but because we've created a failed election by, taking an election that was supposed to happen and moving it.
Okay. So there is a section in the bylaws that says if this is taking place, then the LSB would take on the responsibility of identifying those people and then doing something to fill those seats.
Not in the case of a failed election.
This is not a failed election. This is an election. They have reached their term. And
okay.
I'll send it to you, Minerva.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's what I need. Thank you much.
Uh-huh.
Michael, your hand's still up?
It's if they outlast their term because of a failed election, you don't replace a board wholesale. That would be very undemocratic. So if there was no election scheduled, no failed election, and someone reaches their 6-year term, and then you don't have a runner-up, that's one thing. But if you have, but if what happens is they they're up against their 6-year term and they would have been replaced, but for the election that failed, then terms are extended.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael, for your information. And Jan, I would appreciate you sharing that with me so I can get it back to our chair.
Okay.
For our LSB. Thank you again.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any more issues that we would like to address before we adjourn?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I didn't hear I missed it. I didn't hear what a failed election is.
You didn't hear it because I don't think he clarified that. Michael, do you want to clarify that?
Yeah, the best example of a failed election is not all elections meet quorum.
Thank you. Any other comments? Any other issues? Or can I hear a request to adjourn?
I request a adjourn. I second the request.
Any objections? Hearing no objections, we'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Thanks. Good night.
Anybody wants to hang around is welcome to stick around. We'll check.
What's the
someone
exact?
Save the chat,
when is
please.
The meeting? When is the meeting next week?
In 2 weeks. Oh, the PNB meets next week.
Yeah.
What's the date of this next meeting?
2 weeks.
We're not? When are we meeting then?
Unless something's pressing, I thought we were meeting on a monthly basis.
I would love that.
So if I look at KPFTX, pardon me.
You and Michael set up the meeting schedules, I recall.
Bear with me 1 minute.
Sure.
I'm looking at KPFTX and I think we call, see, the last time we had governments, we was canceled on the 22nd. So unless we have specific business that must get done, we could meet.
We canceled it because there wasn't a quorum.
Okay. So yeah. We could meet on the 10th of October.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. So Michael will schedule that meeting for
Actually, Michael is not here yet. I think he assumed that we had adjourned. So could I ask you to schedule that meeting?
I will, but if I do that, then he can't just go in and put things in there.
Okay. I will tell him to schedule that meeting for the 10th of October.
Yes. Okay.
Someone save the chat, please.
I think the chat automatically saves, but I will take a look. And where would you like me to post this, Anthony?
Oh, if you could email it to the committee members.
Okay, I'll send it to the committee members.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Certainly.
Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Good meeting.
Thank you. All right, everyone.
So smooth. Very great. Very good. Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone.
Good job here.
All right. Yes, everyone have a good evening.
You guys are fabulous.
Minerva, I just sent you the section.
Anthony,
okay,
I'm going to save the chat if it comes up now because I didn't actually initiate this, but I'm assuming it will come up and I will be able to send it to the group.
For some reason, this isn't the kind of Zoom where any person attending can save the chat.
You know, most of the Zooms I'm on aren't like that. I don't know why. Seems to be that only the host can save it. I don't really know. I just use it as a tool. It's like a wrench. I don't know how it works. I just know that it works. Take care, guys.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Minerva. Good evening. I really appreciate your work on this committee.
Well, thank you. I enjoy the committee and the individuals on it. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye.